Good times and great music at 2NURFM 103.7. Well, Toronto Diggers will be the place to be from this Saturday. A law information afternoon will take place. A whole bunch of topics covered, everything from estate planning, criminal law, and a whole bunch of others will be there, including the University of Newcastle's Legal Centre and many others. Great speakers on the way. Somebody that's been looking at that very carefully and putting it all together is the Federation Secretary of Northern New South Wales Justices of the Peace, Christine Cordingley, and she joined us now. Christine, thank you so much for your time on this. As a JP, how long have you been involved in that sector, and how long have you been one?
Oh, I've been a JP for now nearly 39 years.
Not counting.
And I have been the Federation Secretary since 1999, so I can't get rid of the job. 26 years I've been the Federation Secretary, and prior to that I was the Federation President for 3 years.
Oh, well, the way to get rid of a job, Christine, is to start doing badly enough that they want to replace you. So maybe you're doing the job too well. I don't know. That just throwing a little bit of a non-HR advice your way. But in terms of JPs, I mean, it is a very important role, and like you said, you've been at it for the better part of four decades now. For anybody that's sort of thinking about, I know we're trailing off track for a bit, but for anybody that had thinking about becoming a JP, what are some of the things that you look after, and why do you still find it rewarding 39 plus years on?
I started initially to help out my father. He had a business in the Lake Macquarie area, and people were coming up to Sydney to get their building done, and they needed a JP to send documents off for their insurance companies, or to fill in things when people, their properties would get, their building products would get stolen, and they had to put in a claim, and they couldn't find a JP. So I became a JP in 1986, and that was the initial part of it. Mainly I did it for community, to give back to the community, and I find it very rewarding, the people you meet, and it's not that we get payment or anything, but it's just the payment I get is when someone says, oh, you're here, oh, I'd love to see you here, I'm glad you're doing a wonderful job for the community. So when you get that sort of feedback, it's really, really nice to hear. And things that we do is basically statutory declarations, certifications, or affidavits. So if someone has to say, your son or granddaughter's gone through a red light with your car and you weren't driving, so you've got to sort of designate the driver, you have to fill in the stat deck to fill in to say that you were not the driver and someone else was, and that sort of thing. If you need to apply for a job, you might need certifications of your accreditations. And, of course, if you need to go through a divorce, you need an affidavit. So they're just some of the things you need to do.
Yeah, a lot of those compliance-type things that we may not think of until we have to do them, and then all of a sudden we're calling out for people such as yourself, Christine. Now, the big event that's on Saturday, Toronto Diggers, take us through some of the things that will actually be covered, and a couple of your speakers, and who have you got?
Okay, well, just some background, I suppose. As Justices of the Peace, we're often asked for legal questions at our community desks. And, of course, we cannot give legal advice, but we can point people in the right direction where they should find those answers. So this event has been organised by the Northern New South Wales Federation for our members, friends, families and members of the community. Often people think that they have time on their hands and can deal with these things that later on they don't feel it's a priority right at this moment. But you never know what life's going to throw at you and what's around the corner. Even if you have your own personal arrangements for wills, power of attorney, enduring guardianship, enduring power of attorney in hand already, it is prudent to be up to date with the new developments brought about by changes in the law or legislation and your own personal changes in your life. Maybe you have loved ones that have not thought about these things. They may have recently purchased a home, suffered a work injury, or have a major change in their life recently. You might even be a victim of crime or have fell for a scam, known someone that's recently been booked for DUI or drug use or some other traffic offence and don't know where to go and where to turn. It's very daunting going to court, and if you haven't never been to court, for a social or a pleasant reason, going to court can be quite daunting because you don't know where to go and what to do. We have three excellent guest speakers. We have Catherine Halliburton, the Director Solicitor of Halliburton Legal, and she's been practising law since 2002. And she'll be talking on estate planning, so wills, power of attorney, enduring guardianship, testamentary trusts and things like that. And then later in the afternoon, she'll be talking about family law, property settlement considerations. A lot of things these days, parents are offering up their home as sort of security for their children to get loans for houses. So there's consequences from that, and, you know, what that affects, you know, at the later stage of life when they go into retirement, and they need to know how that may affect their life at the end when they want to enjoy life and have money on hand. Our next guest speaker will be Kate Ma, and she is a partner with Bray Craig Solicitors in Newcastle, and she's been with them for 33 years. She's also the patron of the Northern New South Wales Federation for over 24 years. She was recognised as the leading regional New South Wales criminal lawyer under Doyle's ranking from 2019 to 2024, and recommended for the New South Wales Traffic and DUI lawyer from 2009 to 2023. She's a criminal lawyer, obviously, and she'll be talking about your rights, prescribed concentration of alcohol, drug driving and other traffic offences. And then we have Rebecca McKenzie from the University of Newcastle Legal Centre. She's a legal practitioner for the Older Persons Legal Clinic at the Legal Centre, and she'll be talking about scams and what the University of Newcastle Legal Centre does. And then I'll be following up at the end to give some information about how to become a JP, what's happening in the role of a JP, and what's new. The most important thing that's coming through is indemnity for JPs. When we are doing our job, we have a duty of care to make sure that we are following all the rules and the regulations and guidelines set through by the Attorney General. But if we do something and we've done it to the best of our knowledge, and something untoward happens and the legal action is taken, we should be now covered. It hasn't gone through the Legislative Council as yet, but if we are hoping it will be through by the end of June. And that just gives us that additional coverage when we're doing our job as a JP.
Yeah, lots of things will be covered over that weekend, and I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on it, Christine. But thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation, and thank you, Mark.
No, we appreciate it. Christine Cordingley, the Federation Secretary of the Northern New South Wales Justices of the Peace. You'll be able to hear some of all of that and more, the Law Information Afternoon, Toronto Diggers. And we have some information on this at our website and the events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.